her bastard for you last night. Now, let me tell you what a dreadful night I had with poor Naomi. She was praying that your whore wouldn't drop the bastard on Valentine's Day. Apparently, it meant an awful lot to her that that wouldn't happen. Chloe was hoping to God it wouldn't happen before her night in the point. But, of course, you, with your impeccable timing, and your whore, with equally impeccable timing, had to make sure that, yet again, you fuck up your children's lives. Now, I'm still... If I was near you, I'd smack the fucking face off you for not doing anything for your girls on Valentine's Day, given that your slut was ready to drop your bastard. Now, if I see one picture of you and that ugly whore in the paper with yet another bastard, if I see one picture, listen to this, you fat, bald, middle-aged dickhead, you will never see your daughters again. Never. They have suffered enough pain, enough hurt, enough misery with a prick like you for a father. If I see you flaunting yet another bastard when you haven't the time to love your beautiful girl, you will never see them again. Put your Mickey back in your trousers. What are you trying to prove, you stupid fuck? Everyone's laughing at you. If you heard what the crew of the show, if you heard what they say about you, if you heard what people down in the streets in Limerick say about you to me, you're a fucking idiot. You need to zip up your Mickey, get your wee grey, and grow your hair. Stop looking like a stupid middle-aged prick with your nappies and your A-band. What are you like? One picture and you don't see those girls again. Dickhead. I hope you and your bastard and your whole rotten